Welcome to Mrigashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Charu Raizada, and this podcast is brought to you in association with Digitales. On this episode, we look at measurement, which is integral to every PR campaign. If our strategy and the measurement framework are clear from the outset, it doesn't take much to get the green flag. Measurement and the way it is framed can have a real impact on the way a function is set up, its activity, its strategy, and ultimately its success. Join me in an insightful conversation with Aseem Sood, CEO of Impact Research and Measurement Private Limited, and the newly appointed chairman of AMAC, the International Association of Measurement and Evaluation of Communication. For those of us who know him, would agree that Aseem has been relentlessly working towards giving the comms industry a robust analysis and measurement matrix. And in 2017, he was honored with the AMAC Lifetime Fellowship Award for his contribution to the industry. Stay with me on Mrigashira. Hi Aseem, good to have you on Mrigashira. Congratulations for the chairmanship of AMAC.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
It certainly has not been an easy ride, right? Changing mindsets, helping us comms professionals do away with vanity measures to gain campaign success. Kudos to you and the team for paving the way. Tell us what AMAC, the International Association for the Measurement and Evaluation of Communication, has been doing and what have been the biggest challenges.
Great. So actually, AMAC is an international body, and you'll be surprised that it's not just the measurement firms who are our members, but it's also consulting firms, even management consulting firms. So we have management consulting firms, we have public relations consultancy firms, and we all get together once every year to not just celebrate the function of communication measurement, but also to think about how do we take the measurement space forward. We work on knowledge projects, we work on client education programs. And in all of this, our focus is always on ensuring that we are able to bring something new to our members so that they are able to go back and tell a better story, not just to the communicators, but to the business leaders also.
I think we've come a long way. I mean, till very recently and few years back, we always heard that PR impact is not directly quantifiable. And over the years, we've kind of developed different methods to measure the impact of public relations, right? So what, according to you, are the smartest ways of measuring the success of a PR campaign?
All right. So I'll break this question into two parts. And I say this because you started by saying, what is the way of quantifying the impact of PR? A lot of people believe that measurement is something that is only done to see whether we have done well in the past. And I first want to share some thoughts to suggest that that's a myth. And for that, I'm going to take a very simple example, that if you go to a doctor, and if you were to complain to the doctor that, you know, I have pain in my chest or my ribs, then the doctor will say, okay, wait, I'm first going to do an X-ray. We'll use the results of the X-ray to figure out what is it that we need to do. So for diagnosis, you do some measurement. And then what happens is, after the doctor suggests some medicines to you, you take those medicines, and after a month you come back and the doctor says, again, we'll do a test, we'll do an X-ray. And he does this X-ray, and then he compares the first X-ray with the last one. And then he says, oh, now I can see that we've made progress, or whether we've made progress or not. So now if you see, there are two steps to this process. One, we have used measurement for diagnosis. And two, we've used measurement to check whether we have made progress or not. Now, typically, people tend to believe that measurement is only required for the later part. But measurement's role in diagnosis is far, far bigger. A real-life example of this in communication is that when we at Impact Research and Measurement work with clients, especially public relations firms who are our partners, we support them for pitches. So when they are pitching to a new company, we support them with measurement, because that diagnosis is what they are able to use to tell the prospect that this is what we believe you should be working towards, and this is how we can help you. So that's the first part of my answer. The second part is, how do you measure? So the good thing is that AMEC has done a lot of work in this area. So what we've done is, we've done two things. One, we have created a planning guide. It's called Integrated Evaluation Framework. It's again available for free. It's a free resource for all communicators, available on AMEC website. On the site, if you go and start using this tool, it'll guide you through the entire process of how you should prepare and plan for a good campaign with good measurement. That's one. The second thing is, you need those metrics that, now if this is what I'm trying to do, what do I measure? And to do that, what we've done is, we've also created a number of suggested metrics. So there are metrics which are advised. You can look at those metrics and see what suits your program. And this journey started with a framework that we call Valid Metrics Framework. And again, this is a result of a knowledge initiative at AMEC, again available for free to all our everybody in the society. And you can use it to identify those metrics as well. But there's another aspect that you touched in your question, which is about quantifying. And usually when business leaders tend to quantify stuff, they tend to quantify stuff in dollars, rupees. And this is where we've been running a campaign where we've talked about how a practice which is called AVE, Advertising Value Equivalence, is a bad practice. It's not good. It doesn't help you. And we've been running this campaign for a number of years, and we are very happy to report in the latest survey that we did globally, the acceptance of AVEs has gone down drastically. So a lot of people come back to us and say, if not AVEs, then what? And that's where the Integrated Evaluation Framework comes in, because it gives you a lot of options, and it tells you how, if you are clear about what your campaign objectives are, the framework will guide you on how to best connect the objectives to the results that you've achieved using the campaign.
No, I completely agree with you. But you know what happens normally is, and that's where we tend to go wrong. And I'm glad you picked up this point about diagnosis, because typically what happens is, a client says, I want coverage, with no clarity on what for and what is the problem we are trying to solve. And that's still a problem, because with a lot of clients, it's the far more evolved clients who are learning this. Over the years, we've been actually able to move the needle to some extent, but I think we still have a long way to go. I mean, still international brands do look at AVE as the best way to measure, which to my mind and to your mind is not the right matrix. But unfortunately, hopefully we'll get there. But I think this is a very good point you've made, that you have a tool on AMEC.org which can help people prepare, comms professionals prepare and plan for a campaign. And I think people should use that tool to learn more and understand more and take baby steps towards better measurements. So I'm going to ask you about online media. So there's a lot of discussion about PR distribution along the lines of, how can we track links in coverage to a company's website to directly attribute PR activity to sales. Now, isn't this more like repeating the AVE model, where all content will need to include a backlink, be SEO ready? Are we somewhere being led by marketing on how PR should be measured?
A very good question. At recently in June, we had a summit in Vienna, which is the AMEC annual summit that we have every year. Again, members from all over the world get together here. The question that you asked about just now is about a concept that we call performance marketing in the online space. And performance marketing used to be a low-hanging fruit all these years. It's like, you know, not many people were doing advertising, or not many people were using performance marketing in online space to build their businesses, and they were getting fantastic results. In the developed world, what has happened over the years is that the cost that you have to pay to attract people in this performance marketing model has gone really, really high. So earlier you were able to bid for a keyword at a certain price, and that price has now gone 50x. So a lot of companies which were gung-ho on performance marketing soon realized that yes, we need to continue performance marketing, but we've reached a plateau wherein we cannot pay more to get what we were able to get earlier. So what they've realized now is that now we need to go back into brand building. And this is something that is not happening in the developing world. In developing world, we still are getting a good return on performance marketing. So people are still gung-ho about it. But I can tell you, the way we have seen this in Europe, we have seen this in North America, this trend is going to come to India as well, wherein the cost or the money that you need to pay to bid for these keywords in the online space is going to be so, so high that you will reach that plateau again and come back to building the brands. And what better way to build the brand than to do PR?
No, I think you made a very good point here. And I think we can already see traces of what you said happening here. Impact or outcomes of our communications is a complex thing to track, right? But with PR and comms professionals working towards ESG communications, opinion and behavior change communications, do they need to look at new tools or assets for measurement?
Okay, so you used two terms, tools and frameworks. Now, these are two very different things in our world. The reason I say this is because if you come to our AMMET website, we've developed both frameworks and tools. Now, frameworks tend to be available and applicable for a longer duration. Like integrated evaluation framework is a framework, it's not a tool. We have another tool which is called Measurement Maturity Mapper. Now, in all of this, I must tell you, the most difficult part of any measurement campaign is articulating the communication objectives that a PR team or a PR professional has. Now, when we start working with clients, we tell them, the first thing you should do is talk to the business leader. Understand what help do they need for the objective that they have set, right? Then you please convert that objective that you've been asked to achieve into your own communication objective. I can promise you that when we survey our clients, and you must know that different clients are at different levels of maturity when it comes to measurement or communication. So you also talked about, you know, clients just want coverage. You know, I must say that's not bad. It's actually not bad because it all depends on how mature the client is on that communication measurement curve. So at AMMET, we developed a tool which is called Measurement Maturity Mapper, M3 tool. What this tool does is it'll ask you some questions. You just have to give answers to these questions. And once you've given answers to these questions, it will tell you how mature is your measurement program. And it'll tell you how does it compare with the other peers that you have in the industry. Now, for a team or a person who's working on a campaign which is not mature, is in the early stages of maturity, they're probably counting the very basic things may be fine because the program is also growing right now. But for established companies, which have huge PR budgets, which have been in the public relations domain for a long time, from them it is expected that their maturity in terms of measurement program is going to be good. Therefore, what I suggest is that depending on how mature your campaign is, you can actually identify the right metrics that you need to choose for those programs. If you look at models that we have, like the integrated evaluation framework, this model can be applied to a brand building campaign as well as an ESG campaign. In this framework, depending on what your objective is, if you're working on a brand campaign, brand building campaign, it'll have different objectives, and therefore other steps in this entire framework are going to be different. And if you're working on an ESG campaign, while the buckets will remain the same, the elements that you add into these are going to be different. And you talked about outcomes, outtakes, outputs. This framework guides you on how to measure each of these elements.
So tell us, how do you see media tracking and analytics changing with many media outlets now choosing to go behind the wall?
Yes, so that's a big question. So so what happens is when a lot of these content items are behind the paywall, then getting access to these content items is difficult. But in a way, we are able to solve it because the companies that we work with, they have access to these paywalled items. And there we use a combination wherein we do some work for them, and for the content that we don't have access to, they access that content and analyze that content at their end. And then we combine the results to present the combined view to the business leaders.
So just last question, some quick tips on how today's young comms professionals should develop their measurement skills to succeed in PR?
So when I go to colleges and talk to PR professionals, at times I've heard people tend to say, though they say this in a very in a joking manner, but they say, we are creative people, we can't work with data. And I must share with you that this is a fallacy. Irrespective of the profession that you're going to be in going forward, you will have to play with data. And data forms an integral part of any profession going forward. So now, we don't expect the PR professionals to be experts in artificial intelligence. We don't expect them to know what are the machine learning algorithms available out there, but they should be knowledgeable enough to ask the right questions. They should know how to utilize that data to solve the problems that they have. They should know very basic use of at least tools like MS Excel. Because there'll be times when you will have to clean up some data. You can actually do it on your own using tools like MS Excel. And then for advanced analytics, you can reach out to an expert. But when you do that, you should be able to ask the right questions. You should be able to understand what the person is giving to you as a solution. And this much expertise and knowledge, even PR professionals need to have. So please don't be scared of data. You should try and learn more about how to utilize the data in the work that you do.
I think data combined with creativity is the perfect building block for a superb campaign, and along with a great measurement, layer to it. So thank you so much, Aseem, for joining us on Megashira. Pleasure having you.
Hope you enjoy listening to Megashira, a podcast for communication folks. Do share your suggestions and feedback on megashira@digitales.co.in. Have a great week ahead, and do not forget to tune in next week. Adios.